This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and, again, being part of the conversation. This hour is going to be just a smorgasbord of crazy stories. You know, I'm done hiding this stuff. I want to have some fun with it. I mean, and it does, and it gets crazy, crazy, crazy as the further on we go. The further time that we go. The further we move through the calendar, whatever you want to call it, we've got some crazy stuff happening. Got some sane stuff happening. If you head up to my website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, as you can up on Facebook. You can also watch live up there. But on my website, you can actually buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been afraid or you've been taught to be afraid of, but you don't have to. You really don't. And I'll give you the information you need to fight back to the left, to fight back to the right. And when I say fight back to the right, what I mean by that is, you know, the right, a lot of people on the right use catchphrases. They use phrases from the party or from certain groups. I don't know what you're talking about. Have a clue as to the words that you're using, what they mean. I'm always amazed at that. Nikki Haley, God bless the woman, told the UN the other day, I don't want to say where they could put it, but pretty darn close. Let's see if I can get this on audio. Can I do that? Do this. Hit that button. Hit this.
To those who are confused as to where the United States stands, let me be clear. As is their right under our Constitution, the American people have spoken. They have chosen a new president, and he has chosen a new ambassador to the United Nations. As long as the Cuban people continue to be deprived of their human rights and fundamental freedoms, as long as the proceeds from trade with Cuba go to prop up the dictatorial regime responsible for denying those rights, the United States does not fear isolation in this chamber or anywhere else. Our principles are not up for a vote.
We are afraid of nothing. Love her. No, seriously. The United States voted against the UN resolution condemning Americans' economic embargo against Cuba. The embargo resolution was overwhelmingly approved in the 193-member General Assembly by a vote of 191-2-2, with Israel joining the U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said that the American people had chosen a new president. Don't you love that? Yeah, there's a new sheriff in town, and he don't like you. I mean, that's really what it boiled down to, right? I mean, and Cuba, denying people, there's no way in God's creation that you're going to try to tell me, you're going to try to sell me that Mr. Obama really believed that human rights would get better in Cuba, because his IQ had to be 2.5. If he really believed that Raul, the Castro brothers, were going to really all these years, he thought that they were gonna turn on human rights. That all of a sudden everything was gonna be hunky dory and wonderful, and you know, And then while he's in the middle of negotiating with them, or not in the middle of, but afterward, talking about how when people, you know, try to defect from Cuba, now Raul wanted them returned. If they were caught here in the United States, if they caught in the United States side of the water or whatever, that they had to be returned. And Mr. Obama at the time wanted a guarantee that they wouldn't be persecuted as political prisoners. Raul basically told President Obama, go pound sand. No, I won't promise you anything, but I still want our people back. Well, they're not really your people if they're trying to get away. Interestingly enough, we come to find out, as we're sending them back, guess what's happening to them? They're being put in jail. So, I'm sorry. Why didn't Mr. Obama stop this? Why didn't he stop and do whatever it was he was doing against Cuba or wasn't doing against Cuba at the time to try to make sure that the people were taken care of? Why? Because he didn't care. There's no other explanation. He just doesn't care. They were not better off. So Nikki Haley blasted United Nations, right? Now, Haley called a long-standing debate on Cuba political theater, God bless her. She said, let's be honest, what's really going on here, Haley said. This assembly does not have the power to end the U.S. embargo. It's based in U.S. law, which only U.S. Congress can change. You guys can go snort coke. My words, not hers. Right? I mean, think about this. Now, you don't realize the U.N. resolution, when the United States voted Wednesday against the U.N. resolution, right? Now, last year it abstained. I wonder why they did that. It's the first time in 25 years under Barack Obama that the U.S. abstained against the U.N. resolution, against Cuban resolution. Now, the vote served as just the latest sign of a renewed chill between Washington and Havana. Chill. There was never a warm-up. There was a giveaway. Now, there's been a bunch of bizarre sonic attacks against American diplomats in Cuba. They say they don't know anything, but these guys were only going through it while they're there in Cuba. You know what? There's a whole chapter in my book called Why Do They Have to Lie to Win? Think about it. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few seconds. Don't go far. I mean, it's a few seconds to me, a few minutes to you, whatever. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008. state, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. always a pleasure to... Pleasure? Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God, you think I should know this by now. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I like to say, you know, this is like our smorgasbord hour. We're just going to hit anything that comes across my screen. How's that? Well, I like, the first one I did, the one I like, is that Haley telling the UN to go pound sand. It's basically she can't tell us what to do. They can't tell the U.S. what to do. Now, you know, everything that's going on there in Cuba with the American officials, right? Now, the State Department has not accused Cuba of being behind the incidents, but many Latin American experts and Cuban-American officials in government see no way the government in Havana is not Havana is not at least complicit. U.S. officials say that Havana is responsible for the safety of foreign diplomats while they're there on its soil under the Vienna Convention. Haley said the United States is opposing the resolution in solidarity with the Cuban people and in the hope that they will one day be free to choose their own destiny. Each year, the Assembly's time is wasted considering this resolution, Haley told the Assembly. And the United States is subjected to all manner of ridiculous claims, anything to deflect attention from the regime that is actually responsible for suffering of the Cuban people. Isn't that funny? It's like, it doesn't matter. George W. Bush, Donald Trump, they're accused of all kinds of things. George W. Bush is guilty of war crimes because he went. It's just nuts. And yet the Cuban people are openly being subjected to all kinds of torture, all manners of abuse, and you loons on the left have nothing negative to say about it. Matter of fact, you'll defend what's going on there. Now, Cuban officials called Haley's remarks disrespectful. I would have loved to hear her response to that. I don't know if we could print it, though. Who cares? The way you treat people is disrespectful. What you do to human beings is disgusting. They went on to charge that she didn't have the moral authority to criticize the island nation. Oh, yes, we do. She also said that she wanted to clear up any question about why the United States would change its vote. I mean, think about it. Why you wouldn't change the vote a year? And she wanted to make sure they understood that the reason that a year later the reason the vote changed is because they have somebody who's sane in the office of president here in California. She acknowledged some will not understand how the United States could passively accept this resolution last year and energetically oppose it this year. To those who are confused to where the United States stands, let me be clear, as is their right under our Constitution. The American people have spoken. They have chosen a new president and got rid of that yo-ho. Oh, those are my words, by the way. But I'm good with them. Works for me. You know, it's about time we had somebody there with a spine. It's about time that we had somebody that the current president will let her go in, let them, her, whatever, go in, and actually do what they need to do and actually let people know where our country stands on these issues. Just really getting worse. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's not totally true. It's getting worse because other countries, not because of us, because other countries are letting things go, and they really shouldn't at all. Here's a good one for you. So now this is a Delaware school, Delaware Department of Education. They've decided that students could, let's let them pick race, gender, along with other things, without parental approval or permission. So again, another attempt by a state to take away parental rights, to not allow parents to make the decision. You know, what's really funny is there's still laws on the books that parents are responsible for what their kids do, but the state says, hey, you can do whatever you want. Now, white boys soon could self-identify as black girls in Delaware anyway. The State Department of Education is considering sweeping regulations regarding discrimination that would allow children to determine their gender and their race. The proposed regulation, number 225, prohibition of discrimination, could set the stage for a gender-bending cultural appropriation free-for-all in our nation's first state. Can you imagine? Some of these guys from Delaware must be spinning in their grave from the early days. They got real assertive. They must be going out of their mind. Right? All students enrolled in Delaware public schools may self-identify as gender or race. Gender or race. Let me see. You think I could... about age? You can't discriminate on age. So I now identify, so everybody's aware, a 22-year-old black girl. Good with that? God.
No.
Dude, that was coming. All students enrolled in Delaware public schools may self-identify as gender or race. The proposed regulation states that educators use a term called protected characteristics. God, they make it up as they go. It's infuriating. And the proposed regulations should scare the living daylights out of every mom and dad in the state, because it clearly states that school leaders would not be required to notify parents of any of these changes. So if Billy shows up and suddenly decides he wants to be called Sally, parents don't have to know anything. Again, taking away parental rights. Prior to requesting permission from a parent or legal guardian, guardian, the school should consult and work closely with the student to assess the degree to which, if any, the parent or legal... So the kid's going to decide, the child, am I getting that across? The kid, the child, is going to decide whether mommy and daddy should know anything that they're doing. Anyway. They don't have to let them know about the protected characteristic. Now, the school district says that this is just to support the student, and that the administrator should take into consideration the safety, health, and well-being of the student. Well, of course they should, number one. Number two, the student's not going to do it. And why wouldn't you let, when they're underage, you have no right to do anything to my child. You have no right to do anything physically, medically, or morally to my child. None. The Delaware Department of Education believes it's the best equipment to handle your child's gender or pigmentation change. Right. Think about this. The government knows best. Oh, my God. I'm about ready to puke. I'm outraged. Delaware Family Policy Council President Nicole Theus told local news source, every parent should be outraged by this. And we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. We'll go to the phones after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Please, don't go far. I don't want you to miss anything. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We're back. No, we're back now. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time they're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and definitely being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of fun stuff you can do. Well, I think it's fun anyway, that you can do up there on the website. And seriously get involved. Okay? I mean, what's going on with your kids, what's going on in the education system, what's going on, and again, they, whether they believe they're doing it or not, whether they're setting out to do it or not, they're doing it. They're taking more and more and more control away from your children. I mean, away from you towards your children. So again, let's go grab the phones. CV out of New York, how you doing?
Hey, this is C.V. Burton. I'm calling from Long Island. And Andrew Kay turned me on to your show.
Oh!
So I've been listening ever since. Yeah, I've been listening ever since as often as I can. And so, you know, I just wanted to call ahead of tomorrow's riots. There's supposed to be these Antifa riots tomorrow. And there's just a couple of little things I think we should all look out for. One is the false flag, where they're going to try to make us look like the bad guys, you know? And then it's going to be, then it's going to turn into another 2 weeks of, did Trump, you know, denounce the violence of his supporters? Or did he say there's violence on both sides, you know, like that Charlottesville thing again?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to call ahead and remind people to be careful tomorrow and, you know, Don't incite any violence, but don't take any guff either.
No, I'm with you. I don't think people. I'm hoping people understand. Don't show up looking for a fight, because if you show up looking for a fight, you'll find one. But you don't want to give up your ground. You want to stand there. You want to let them know you're not afraid of them. Okay, and that they don't scare you, right?
Exactly. I don't know how much time you have, but I just want to make this one other point where. Even Fox News is not even allowed to question what happened in Charlottesville. And but when I looked at the videotape, first of all, the driver of that car, there's no indication at all that he was a white supremacist. There's no proof that he was a white supremacist, number one. Number two, the person he ran over was white. So how could that be a racist act? And number three, the person that he hit, or the people that he hit, were in the middle of the street blocking his car. antagonizing him and attacking his car. So he had to do what he had to do to get out of there in one piece. So nobody can question this because you're a racist if you even question the narrative. So they paint a false narrative, and now you're not even allowed to question it.
Yeah, and they use it to scare us. They use it, the word racist, they turned out of no effect. So now what happens is racist really doesn't mean what it used to mean. And I've said it to Andrea, 10 years ago, if somebody said, Joe, gee, that sounds a little racist, I'd have to stop and think about what I said, think about what I'm putting out there. But now when somebody calls you a racist, you go, yeah, okay, whatever. And you move on.
Yeah.
Because they beat it up to the point where it doesn't really mean anything anymore. Hey, CB, thanks for the call. And thanks for listening. I very much appreciate it. So, but he's right. I mean, it's gotten to the point now where they throw that word around. They scare the weak. I have no other word for it. I'm sorry. If you're easily afraid when somebody calls you names, when you're easily afraid because they think or you might think that you're putting this. Look, anything you say not to agree. Remember something. We white folk, when we didn't agree with President Obama, it wasn't because we didn't agree with President Obama. It was because we were racist. Right? I mean, that's really what it boiled down to. It couldn't be that you actually believed that the man didn't. Here's the thing. I know that this doesn't prove that I'm not racist. Seriously. When Tammy and I first got married 118 years ago, I used to have a saying, and I meant it in a different way than you're going to take it right off the bat. I said, look, I hate white people. I can't stand them. Now, part of that was the way I grew up in Boston. I was an Italian, came from an Italian, and frankly, the quote-unquote white folks didn't consider us white. And they were not very nice. But that's okay. It's yesterday's news, right? Ignorance of the past. I don't care. And then my family and I, we went to a church. When I say it was predominantly black, I'm not talking about the inside color, okay? And I'm not talking about 52%. I mean, if you walked into the church and there were about 5,000 to 6,000 people there, and you glanced over the sea of people in that church, my family could be found quickly and easily. Did I make my racist point?
No, your kids are just bad.
My what?
Your kids are just bad.
God. So, it's one of those things where I, and again, I'm not trying to insult anybody. I loved the way they worshiped. I loved the message that was given. I just loved it. And I had no problem sitting there. And you know something? I never had any problems. Nobody ever treated me bad. I don't believe I ever treated anybody bad. So if I'm a racist, as many of you have called me, I'm very confused about it. I don't know how to do it. I have gone. I don't think I have been under a white pastor.
It's been a while.
Black, Hispanic.
Well, technically, right now.
Huh?
Right now.
Oh yeah. All right. What? Like seven times?
Yeah.
anyway, so I go to where the message is good, and I don't care whether it's religion, God, if I'm going to get financial information, I don't care what color you are. Okay? I don't even care what sex you are. I don't care how fat you are. I don't care how thin you are. I don't care how tall or short. I just want you to take care of me and my family. That's really what it boils down to me. When you show up at the table to serve my family, I tell you what I don't want. You guys are going to laugh at me, but I'm sorry. Okay? I don't care what color you are. I don't care how tall you are. Again, I don't care what sexual orientation you are. You know what I care about? I tell you what I don't care about. I don't care about what you and your boyfriend did this weekend either. Okay? I mean, oh, God. I'm the guy that when the waitress walks up to the table, no, waitress, server, excuse me. I don't want to call her a waitress because I know that's like 1950s. When the server walks up to the table, I'm not interested in anything you've got to say about your social life. I want to know what the blue light specials are. That's it. Not interested in anything else.
Blue plate.
That too. I'm trying. So, the, let's see, you threw me all off. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So apparently Delaware, I may have to start all over. They could let their students decide race, gender without parental consent, right? So again, another swipe at your parental rights, yet still wanting to blame you when something goes sideways, right? Still wants to blame you when your kids do something wrong, even though you let them do whatever they've done well, please. You, yes, the education system. And now in Delaware, they're calling it the protected characteristic. Being your sexual orientation, your color. Right? Just nuts. The Delaware Department of Education believes it's best equipped to handle your child's gender and pigmentation change. That's it. Right there. If you didn't get a chill that went from the back of your neck down to your butt, you are dead. You're not listening. President Nicole Theis of the Delaware Family Policy Center says that every parent should be as outraged as she is. The Delaware Family Policy Council is leading the charge to fight the proposed regulation, urging moms and dads across the state to rise up and fight. Yes, yeah, fill the Department of Education, the school board rooms, fill them. Every single time they open the door, make it so they can't get anything done until they listen to you. Don't let them get away with this. Look, I'm on a school board, I'm telling you. Do not, they don't want to see you in there. Don't let them get away with this. Article goes on to say, literally, if a parent affirms their child's biological sex, and now race, they are positioned as discriminatory through these regulations. How do these regulations even make it? How do they make it off the floor of the legislature? How do they make it off the floor of these legislative bodies? Come on, I don't care how far whacked you are. Does this really make sense? That a young kid can decide what color and what sex they are? These policies are setting parents up as a non-ally and unsupportive, even abusive, if they don't affirm their child's biological realities. So wrong in so many ways. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'll straighten you out. Come on back with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
God, the mics aren't hot during the break. Look at your face is bright red. Are you triggered, honey?
Over-triggered, yes.
Oh, God bless America. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Too bad for these... No, that wasn't the tape going backwards. That was my lip and tongue not working together. Too bad for those of you who didn't take the time to order one of our shirts, you know, Stand for America, Stand to Make America Great, because they would have been great shirts to have on tomorrow if you're standing opposite on the other side of the street from Antifa. All those crazy people, they're going to be doing dumb things all day. You know, seriously. And we'll get blamed for most of it. You know that already. I don't have to tell you. You're listening to this show. I know you have two brain cells to rub together. And again, I honestly do believe that if you're taking the time to listen to the show, if you're taking time to watch the show, I appreciate it. I appreciate your involvement. I appreciate your willingness to take the time to listen, to make comment, to write me emails. Some of you write me emails during the show. I try to get to them. I don't always. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you have a chance, not now, later on, head up to Todd Starnes' website, toddstarnes.com. But go to my site first, therealside.com, you know? Give me your email address, right? I mean, take the polls. There's a lot of stuff going on the website. Read the stories. A lot of stuff happening there. We're talking about, I know, I took way too long on this. I didn't want to take this long on this. Right? And this is about the Delaware School District, or Delaware State of. Your education code will now allow students to decide what race and gender they are. Isn't that wonderful? This is just crazy. No student should ever be pressured to undress, shower, or share overnight accommodations with individuals of the opposite sex. Yet, these are exactly the kind of situations that Regulation 225 promotes. The Delaware Department of Education's decision to ignore the biological realities of our God-given plumbing and reproductive parts has opened up a gender-bending Pandora's box. Now, it was funny because I was just having this conversation today with another community leader, or with a community leader, I should say. And we were talking about some of these issues that come up. What the school boards decide, what the cities, not cities, but the states decide. What they allow you to do and not do. And even at the education level, now we don't have reproductive health anymore. What we have is sex education. Right? And then Planned Parenthood tells you that they deal with reproductive health. And they don't. They actually stop the reproductive system from doing what it's supposed to be doing. Right? They interfere with the reproductive system. They don't do anything to help it. And then we have sex education, which is wonderful. Now all those little 16 and 17-year-old boys can figure out how to have sex the way they're taught to have sex in the sex class. Because it's really not sexual health. You think of some of the things that you say, hey, just ask your kids going into junior high school, or in, say, hey, show me your sex education stuff. They'll probably turn bright red at first. But have them show you, have them tell you, have them regurgitate what they're learning in their sex ed class. Make sure you have an oxygen tank in the kitchen, though, right? The article goes on to say, would a white child who identifies as a black be eligible for affirmative action scholarships? Would a black child who identifies as Hispanic be permitted to wear a sombrero in Cinco de Mayo? Would a Hispanic child who identifies as Polynesian be permitted to wear a Moana costume? Is it Moana? Mona?
Moana.
Uh-huh. On Halloween. Right? The Department of Education hasn't answered anybody's questions so far on some of these issues. Now, how are they going to handle like a gender-fluid Asian-American football player who suddenly decides during halftime that he's a Caucasian female? What would happen? Now, I know some of you are going, oh, come on, you're just making fun. No, I'm not making fun. Think about something. If you allowed the change from day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute, what are your guidelines? See, there's no guidelines. The state doesn't even give you guidelines to say, okay, they're allowed to do this, but here are the parameters. So without parameters, it's pretty much whenever. Right? Whenever. Who's going to stop you? No, it's funny that I had to go to the bathroom so bad. And I was in one of the little local restaurants. And it was a guy who actually moved into the men's room. He might have been dead on the floor. He'd been in there so long. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? And it only happens when you have to, like, really go bad. So the women's room was open. I couldn't bring myself to do it. Now, the funny thing about it is, I've done that in the past.
I would have done it.
You got to go. You got to go. And because of all the noise and everything else and who I am, I decided to wait. You know, jog in place till he actually get out of there. The beauty was, it made me feel better, it was the cook. And he came out wiping his hands off because they were mucho sweat. And I'm sure he just washed them and tried to get out of there. So at least I know the cook washed his hands. It did have an upside to it. So anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you've spent with me tonight. And look at, please, 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 get involved in the conversation, whether it's with me, some other group, whoever you're listening to, what have you. Get out there, support the groups in and around the city that you live in. Make sure that you're able, you know, that you're, some of you can't do it financially, I get it, because you send me emails, you go, look, I'm on a fixed income, or I only make so much, or I can only, then don't be embarrassed, just do what you can do, right? I mean, seriously, just do what you can do. If it's make phone calls for a candidate, maybe it's making phone calls for your local party. I don't know. But you can make a difference. You can make a major difference. Now, again, this weekend, there's these Antifa nut jobs are going to be doing all kinds of things across the country. So don't get sucked into, you know, getting in a fight with these people, getting word wars with these people. Right? And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be any of that. I mean it seriously. When you go out there, if you want to talk with them, make sure there's another person standing next to you. Make sure you're not sucked into this all by yourself. And I know that if it infuriates you like it does me, when you try to speak logic to these people, they don't want to play. You just want to slap them upside the head and go, "Hello, are you awake? Are you listening?" All right, one last quick story. You'll like this one. If Corn Pops are racist, what in God's creation are they going to say about Cocoa Puffs, right? I mean, can you imagine me, the white guy, sitting in the store eating Cocoa Puffs? I'm not going to be happy. Now, the writer says, here's a story that's sure to curdle your lucky charms. Kellogg's has apologized after a customer. After a customer complained about the racially insensitive artwork on a package of Corn Pops. I don't think I've seen Corn Pops in 100 years. The artwork included cartoon characters shaped like corn kernels frolicking around in a shopping mall. All but one of the kernels was yellow. The lone brown kernel was working as a janitor. Fast and you could say snap, crackle, and pop, a customer raised a stink on social media. Why is literally the only brown corn pop on the whole box of cereals a janitor? Is this teaching our kids racism? Now, this was a Marvel Comics writer. Saladin Ahmed. Really? Come on. Yeah, maybe it is. USA Today reported that Ahmed is a writer for Marvel Comics. Right? Isn't that wonderful? And I don't even know what this is. The Black Bolt series? Kellogg responded on Twitter, reaffirming its commitment to the... Of course they do. Why reaffirm it? We already know you do. We already know you company to this. Don't bow down to this kind of garbage. I mean, basically what they said is they respect corn kernels of all colors. I mean, give me a break. And for the sake of inclusivity, I imagine Kellogg will affirm vegetables that identify as corn kernels, too, as well. Kellogg is committed to diversity and inclusion. We did not intend to offend. We apologize. The artwork is updated and will be in stores soon. Give me, really? Are you going to pull all the boxes down? Because I'll take all the stuff you're throwing away. You know, really, doesn't that frost your flakes? Seriously. I mean, this is just crazy. This political correctness is totally out of control. So here's what I want you to do. When the show's over, go get yourself a quart of ice cream. Chug it on down. Okay, yeah, I know you'll do it. Go get yourself some ice cream. Relax. Don't do anything stupid this weekend. I want you back on Monday. Take pictures. If you go to any of these events, take pictures. Send them to joe@therealside.com. God bless. Have a great and safe weekend.